In Spain, lawmakers are expected to pass a law of historical memory. It's meant to help Spain re-examine its past, which includes a decades-long fascist dictatorship. Earlier this week, memories of that dark past were revived on the anniversary of the death of the country's former dictator, General Francisco Franco, who died 32 years ago. Jerome Sokolowski went to a mass held at Franco's tomb.
The choir boy's song rises toward the golden dome of the chapel. People of all ages sit in the wooden benches of this giant subterranean mausoleum in the mountains outside Madrid. But this is no ordinary mass, and this is no ordinary church. In front of the altar lie the remains of the dictator who ruled Spain from the 1930s civil war to his death in 1975. Another tomb contains those of Franco's mentor, José Antonio Primo de Rivera. He was the founder of the early 20th century fascist movement called the Falange. A middle-aged woman unwraps a bunch of roses. She and her jackbooted comrades lay them on the graves of the two men whom most Spaniards hold responsible for half a century of destitution and misery, not to mention the death of more than half a million people. For years, events like the ceremony at Franco's tomb were attended mostly by nostalgic old men. But a new phenomenon seems to be helping the radical right bridge the generation gap, and that's immigration. Several weeks ago, Javier Astorga lost his job at a real estate agency. He says it was given to a woman from Colombia.
They come here, they compete with us for unemployment, they put our salaries low, and they bring crime.
Last week, a 16-year-old was stabbed to death in Madrid while he and a group of anti-racism activists were on their way to counter an anti-immigration rally. Since then, crowds of radical young leftists have clashed with neo-fascists in Barcelona, Madrid, and other cities. A time traveler might be forgiven for thinking that Spain was back in the 1930s again. It was a period known as the Second Republic, when the country's nascent democracy was torn apart by factionalism on the eve of the Spanish Civil War. Jorge Fernández Díaz of the right-wing Popular Party says socialist Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is the one stuck in the past. Instead of looking toward the future, Zapatero's obsession with the Second Republic is causing us to relive the worst of our collective past, he says. After the dictatorship, Spain never had trials or truth commissions like those held in Latin American countries and South Africa. The historical memory law would allow descendants of thousands of executed leftists to challenge the legality of their ancestors' summary executions. It would also provide funding for the exhumation of mass graves, and it would require the removal of statues and plaques honoring heroes of the dictatorship. The law has already passed the lower house of parliament with the support of a coalition of leftist parties and Basque and Catalan factions. Joan Herrera is a member of parliament for the formerly communist United Left Party. Curiously, in this country, which endured so many years of dictatorship, amnesty has been mistaken for amnesia and forgiveness for forgetfulness. That's why we demanded this law, he says. The Falangistas, paying homage to their founder, fear this could be the last time that their act of devotion is allowed in this mausoleum in the Madrid suburb of San Lorenzo del Escorial. But Astorga is not fazed. The young fascist eerily echoes the Nazi strategy in 1930s Germany when he insists that his movement will prevail in Spain's multi-party democracy.
And I hope we will defeat this system within the system rules from the inside with politics. It's more elegant.
For now, the left has enough votes in the Senate to ensure that the historical memory law will be enacted. But what's not clear is whether any legislation will help Spain get over its troubled past. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in San Lorenzo del Escorial, Spain.